is a very special Motley Fool radio show. To wit, it's our final show on NPR, and we're sharing some of our favorite Fool radio memories. He's a puncher, a preacher, an author, a rancher, a family man, and a businessman. He's got one of the hottest selling home products in years.
The Motley Fool radio show is pleased to welcome the former heavyweight champion of the world, George Foreman, who joins us from Houston, Texas. George, welcome to the Motley Fool radio show.
Thank you. And you forgot to mention I just overcame IRS.
Is that true?
The 15th of April.
You paid your taxes this year, George?
I finally paid my taxes.
That's really great.
Now, George,
I'm telling you, it's done. I can live now.
Amen, amen. Now, we've got a lot of ground to cover, and we'd like to start out by talking a little bit about the George Foreman grill, which has to be one of the best-selling home products ever. How did the idea originate, and how are things going these days? Are we still seeing rapid sales?
Rapid sales, no doubt about it, but it all started as a joke. Of course, I was doing so many commercials and campaigning for so many products out there, and a friend of mine asked me, he said, George, why don't you get your own product since you're making everyone else so successful? I said, okay, I'll do it. How much are you going to give me? He said, no. No money. You get your own. So the grill just came up. It was an invention that had been around for a long time, but I got with the people at Salton, and we made it a beautiful piece of furniture. We did an infomercial, which I didn't like. Infomercials. I bought everything from hair tonic to you bet you're going to catch a fish, and nothing worked. So for me to go on with a product on an infomercial, I didn't like it. But we started using it, the grill. The grease would drop. I didn't have to put my hands in the oven to broil food anymore.
And
this thing got around by word of mouth. I think by 1983, 84, people were talking about it. No one was buying it, but they were talking.
George, what are your favorite things to cook on the George Foreman grill?
Salmon steak. That's what I love, the salmon steak. Mm-hmm. If I put those on, I can have them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's nothing better for me than salmon steaks. I love them because my wife, she doesn't mind if I eat them all day.
Now, as a business show, we got to ask, do you think you've made more money from your boxing career or from sales of the George Foreman grill?
No doubt the grill has been more successful, but it never could have happened without the boxing career, I can tell you that.
How successful has the grill been, George? How many have you sold and how much money have you made?
You know, it's strange, you know, and I can talk about the money in a moment, but to meet people when I've just beaten up maybe a hero. I fought Joe Frazier years ago, and I'd go through Philadelphia, and no one was patting me on the back. but then they'd recognize me. But now with the grill, you walk through the airport, and people say, George, I love your grill. And it works. And I've lost so much weight. You hear these kind of things, and that makes me know that success cannot be measured with money when you talk about this, because as a boxer, it wasn't about the money. It was just you were trying to be heavyweight champ of the world, mm-hmm, and Olympic gold medalist.
Mm-hmm. And obviously a lot of people love their George Foreman grill. George, do you know how many you've sold?
Oh, probably somewhere over 12 million. But no doubt more than that.
Okay, and you're listening to the Motley Fool Radio Show. We're talking to former heavyweight champ George Foreman. George, we want to back up for a minute and talk about the early days. We're a business show, as you know, so we like to talk with our guests about money. You were one of seven children. What was the money situation like growing up?
Boy, we were so poor that we could not, we had to take one of the O's out and even the R. We were just poor. I mean, we'd sit around and I'd think about daydreaming. I would watch through windows of families who had food and see them leave a piece of skin on the chicken and wish I could have that. You talk about poor.
Mm.
Life was rough, and there wasn't anything called money around.
What type of boy was George Foreman?
Well, because my mother worked all the time, and I was come from a family that the mother was a rule, and my mother and father broke up early, and she'd have to scare me. I'm going to get you if you do this, that, and the other, scare me, and that scare would wear off about half the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was out in trouble, being your typical juvenile delinquent.
Now, what was the turning point for you? I know I've certainly read that you had a religious vision during your boxing career and decided to become a preacher, but what was that moment that you would identify as your turning point?
I was a high school dropout, of course, way back in the early 60s, about 64. And 65, Jimmy Brown, a great football player, did a commercial for the Job Corps. He said, if you're looking for a second chance in life, an education, a chance to play sports, do it. And I was nowhere, just literally in the gutter. Lyndon Johnson has started this anti-poverty program to give high school dropouts in the inner city a second chance for education. I took it, and I got a chance to learn to read, write, and even have three meals per day in a Job Corps program. That changed my life more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
George, let's talk boxing now. After a 10-year retirement, you decided to fight again. You came back in 1987. Why did you come out of retirement?
For 10 years, I spent as an evangelist. I had this dynamic experience back in 77 after my last boxing match as the George Foreman. Mm-hmm. And I lost, and I had a religious experience in the dressing room. I had a vision. In a split second, I was dead and alive again. On my hand and on my forehead, I started screaming because I saw blood. Jesus Christ is coming alive in me. Of course, they rushed me to the emergency room. You know what I mean? But I will never forget that experience, to have a vision of death and life again. And I had a second chance to live. It changed me. For 10 years, I couldn't even shadow box. But something happened. I got broke. And I wish I had been a golfer, believe me. But because I was a boxer and it was my only profession, I had to come back. Mm-hmm. Of course, the high point was to regain the title in 1994. Mm-hmm. I defeated Michael Moore. It was unbelievable because you tell people, look, you're a middle-aged man. But
how old were you then, George?
I was 45 years old. The oldest man to ever become heavyweight champ of the world.
You ever thought about breaking that record?
I do. I think about it all the time. I told my wife just the other day, look, David Toole was about to fight Lennox Lewis for the title, and they couldn't agree on money. I said to my wife, look, I can pay David Toole that money he wants and fight him. He's the number one contender. I can beat him. Then Lennox Lewis got to fight me. I can be the heavyweight champ of the world. And I went on for about 2 hours, and after I finished, she said, shut up. Go lay down. So when it gets to the point that you are more afraid of what your wife is going to do to you than Lennox Lewis and Mike Tyson, it's time to leave it alone.
Let me ask you, George, you said that you came back to boxing because you were broke, but we have to think during that initial boxing career that you made quite a bit of money. What happened to that money along the way?
Well, you've heard of fast women and slow horses. And I just had no idea about life that you needed to save money and look for the future. Even though I boxed for 10 years, I thought the money would continue to come every day, and I just spent. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that one day you'll be a middle-aged man and you're going to need money. Are you going to want money? I thought that was the end of it.
And let's talk about that right now, George. I mean, we are a show about investing in money, and we frequently feature people who are well-known, and they tell us, looking back over their lives, their smartest and their dumbest investment.
Oh, boy, I can tell you the dumbest. The price of cattle was skyrocketing back in the late middle 70s. And so I invested, I mean, more $100,000 than you can ever guess into the cattle business. Mm-hmm. And the bottom fell out of them quick. They were worth 10 cents overnight.
Mm. How much did you lose?
I think in that time about $700,000, mm-hmm. which is the equivalent of $2 million today.
That's exactly right.
Now they're still the same cattle, right? I mean, they're all still cattle. They're there.
Yeah,
they're yours.
You have the cows, but then you end up with the cows, and you got to feed them too.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the smartest? What about the smartest investment?
The smartest is the annuities. You put your money in a few of those annuities, and they never do anything adventurous, and you look back and you say, it's still there. It hasn't grown much.
But it's still there.
The annuities, I'm telling you, investing with those insurance companies and buying the annuities through them, that's been. And I've had some more aggressive investments, and I've done well, but I've never seen anything like that. You come back, and the money is still there.
You're listening to the Motley Fool Radio Show. We're talking to former heavyweight champ George Foreman. And, George, we're going to close with a little game that we play with our guests on the Motley Fool Radio Show. It's called Buy, Sell, or Hold. Now, we're going to be tossing out people or things going on in our society and ask you, if they were stocks, would you be buying, selling, or holding? And maybe a sentence or two about why. You ready? Okay, let's start with, if he were a stock, would you be buying, selling, or holding right now? Mike Tyson.
Hold.
And why?
I think the best is yet to come.
Buy, sell, or hold? Marriage.
Marriage. Hold.
Why?
Jump in the water is fine. I've been in there 5 times.
5 baptisms.
Okay, buy, sell, or hold. Another boxing comeback for George Foreman.
Buy.
Oh.
If I get broke, I'm coming back.
Yeah, George, you're not spending too much of that grill money, are you?
No.
He's got the annuities, and he's got a wife.
My name is George, and I cannot tell a lie.
He throws a mean punch in both the boxing ring and in the business ring. George Foreman, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you.